to the power hitter of FM radio. Keep it tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM.
I think the magnitude of this will probably not sink in or talked about or understood for a while.
CKUT.
Slid my feet in the sand. We're divided and conquered, in need and a hand, and believing in man. It's a tough bitch to cross, but nothing's gained if there ain't no loss. At what cost?
I was raised in the village, though we were scattered like seeds. We created the village where we planted our feet. Now we reach for the heavens, like the branches of trees. I'm a child of the village, so it lives in me.
And the change is gonna come. We're patiently waiting. The day is still young. Our nature's like strangers, there ain't no sun. The world is on our shoulders and it weighs a ton. So for our fathers, it's so hard to raise a son. I know devils and I'm stabbing in the face of one. And I'm scared, but I swear that I ain't gonna run. My heart's a kingdom, it ain't no slum where I'm from. Yeah.
I was raised in the village, though we were scattered like seeds. We created the village where we planted our feet. Now we reach to the heaven, like the branches of trees. I'm a child of the village, so it lived up to me.
It takes one to raise a child, and it's hard to be here, but we're staying a while with the wind in our faces and cold in our bones. So we still have a problem with calling this home. Fight to shake hands and speak, embrace when we meet, and smile at each other as we pass on the street. But we'll speak our mind, seek and we'll find the ties that will bind us, the trees to the vine. Our roots only help us in being divine, and forcing the change we'll be seeing in time, and believing in signs that we will overcome. Lungs to breathe, we will speak our tongue until we're done.
I was raised in the village, though we were scattered like seeds. We created the village where we planted our feet. Now we reach to the heavens, like the branches of trees. I'm a child, I'm a child. Some it lives in me. I was raised in the village, though we were scattered like
seeds.
We created the village where we planted our
feet.
Now we reach to the heavens. Like the branches of trees. I'm a child of
I'm a child.
So it lives in me.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is Funky Revolutions. We'll be with you until about 4 o'clock today on this rainy Saturday afternoon. Your usual host, Khalid, is not in town. I'm guest hosting today, Stefan Christoph. We heard some pieces a bit earlier on the turntables, but right now we just heard a piece from Ian Kamau. One Day Soon is the album, and we heard The Village, and Ian Kamau's in studio. We'll be speaking with him in a minute about his performance last night at Sala Rosa, but also his work and his vision of art and hip-hop and poetry and all sorts of things. Before that, we heard from Marisa, DJ Saucy. How are you doing?
Well, thank you.
So what did we hear today?
We heard a few selections from the 1990s. Cypher Complete with Bring Hip Hop Back, Legendary Street Team by Kool G Rap and M.O.P., a track off of Criollo's new album, Nona Aurelia. This is an artist from Sao Paulo, Brazil. The track is called Graja UX.
Criollo has been speaking out a lot about the current protests in Brazil.
I imagine he has. Afraid to say I haven't been keeping up on what he's been saying, but he's definitely a very socially engaged artist, so I can believe it.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see the hip-hop artists speaking up about the demonstrations currently taking place.
Yeah, from what I've seen, people have been really getting involved and engaged. These are, in general, from my experience at least, people who are already really engaged in their communities and speak out a lot about social issues. So I can believe that they would be supporting the movement a lot. The last song was also by a Brazilian hip-hop group called Parchium. It's a song from the mid-2000s called Raciocínio Quebrado. We also heard Gangstar with Lady of Rage and Freddie Fox, a track called You Know My Steez. 113, a group out of France, the song Tonton du Bled. And also Lady of Rage on her own, the track Show Shot.
Global hip-hop. Thank you, Marisa. Ian Kamau's in studio. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
On the rainy day.
It's all good.
How was the walk?
My feet are a little wet, but I'm a little calmer than I was when I was this morning. I woke up really tired. Anyway.
So you were performing last night in Montreal.
Yep.
Tell us a bit about the show and what you performed.
The show was a nice vibe of different artists, you know, artists on stage as well as artists in the audience. Some artists originally that were in the audience that came up on stage. Some artists that were originally on stage that became the audience, such as myself.
At the Suoni Peri Popolo Festival.
Yeah, it was really enjoyable. You know, lots of friends in the room, lots of interesting music.
We heard a track from your album, One Day Soon.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a bit about the album? It's really beautiful, very wide range of, you know, verses, singing, different styles of music, also some really short instrumental pieces. It's a really wonderful album.
One Day Soon was, it's kind of a labor of love. I'm defining it more in that way in these days.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded it and produced it in my apartment in downtown Toronto.
Mm.
I don't know. It's
you're traveling a lot on the album, a lot of topics. We heard The Village. What's that piece about?
It's about the idea, it's an African proverb that takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. And I also found it interesting that, Canada or Kanada was something that was misinterpreted or interpreted and misinterpreted in a weird kind of way as meaning the village. Mm-hmm. And that I was somebody that grew up in this thing called the village with the idea of it takes a village to raise a child at the same time. So when I speak about, you know, I was raised in the village, though we were scattered like seeds, it's actually less about just the African proverb and more about being raised in Canada.
Remixes on the word Canada in terms of get into that a bit.
You know, you remember those Canadian Heritage ads? And there was one Canadian Heritage ad where, like, the Europeans had come and they were speaking to the First Nations people, mm-hmm. and that they were trying to communicate in between the two languages. And mm-hmm. he was pointing down to where the village was and saying, oh, you know, Canada. Mm-hmm. And the European guy was like, oh, he means, you know, the houses, the village. And I grew up in Canada, so that's always in my mind, this weird thing about misinterpretation, communication, but also the idea of this village and a people welcoming a group of people to their home, and then eventually it being kind of turned around. And the idea also of being a person who is of African descent, born and raised in mm-hmm. Toronto. My mm-hmm. parents are from Trinidad. Mm-hmm. But knowing that I was of African descent, growing up with the idea that it takes a village to raise a child, a village just meaning a community of people, not just a mother and a father and a, you know, a nuclear family, but a much wider group. And when I was in Kenya, I experienced that over and over again in the same way I experience it in Trinidad when I go to visit Trinidad and all the other places that I've been in the world. So it was really just a general exploration about the idea of the village, and it's based on, the whole thing is based on a metaphor of trees. You know, I was raised in the village meaning Canada, though we were scattered like seeds, with the understanding of a diasporic, you know, mm-hmm. perspective, though we were scattered like seeds, the people from a particular place, scattered yeah. all over from a root of a place, mm-hmm. you know, recreated the village where we planted our feet. The feet are the roots of the tree being planted in a place that is far away from the original roots, like the seeds, and creating something new, a new village in a new place. That was basically the idea of it.
In this place called Canada.
In this place called Canada.
And last year, or actually in the past 6 months, we've been seeing an upsurge of movements from the indigenous communities, mm-hmm. First Nations protests, mm-hmm. Idle No More. We were talking a bit about that yesterday, but how do you see it?
You know, it's such a complicated and simple thing at the same time. Mm-hmm. People have been disenfranchised mm-hmm. and moved out of a place that is historically their home. We are now on that place. You know, I feel like people speak about it like they are separate to that struggle, like, oh, they are on the side of the First Nations people. But if you live in Canada, if you live in the States, if you live in the Western world generally, in a lot of places, quite frankly, oftentimes our complacency about being in, even just being in that place, even just being and living in that place, maybe for no particular fault of our own, you know, mm-hmm. We are still connected to that oppression if we don't do something about it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, what do you do about it? You know, mm-hmm. The conversation we had the other day was about the idea of, you know, somebody, you know, my father or something, building a home on someone's ancestral land. Mm. And then a generation later or two generations later, I am born, or maybe a child of mine is born, and they come up and they have a feeling of home in the same way that Europeans had a feeling of home maybe in apartheid South Africa. You know, this is where I'm from. But then at the same time, it's like there's all this history. It's not just a personal context. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's complicated, especially now, generations later, trying to figure out how to maneuver that politically, socially, economically, etc., to be able to right that wrong. But still, people meaning us, would have to give up our privilege in order to be here, mm-hmm. you know?
Today, Canada seems really at a crossroads in terms of identity, in terms of understanding of this land. Quebec, you know, there's a whole another level of movement of history here in regards to the histories of the Quebecois struggles, very mm-hmm. real struggles. But in terms of Toronto and the rest of Canada and the role that art is playing in terms of asserting different identities, in terms of asserting different ideas about what this place is, I'm just wondering if you have any reflections on the role of art today. We're living in a context where we have a conservative government based in many ways, economically, politically, in Alberta, a lot of oil money flowing, a lot of contestation. I can feel it in people across the country, but also not a clear idea of how we can address and overturn the conservative government. But I was wondering your reflections on the role of the artist at this time in Canada. How are you feeling about that?
You know, I think an artist can be a voice. You know, sometimes, often artists, they are the people that first point fingers at issues in a public way. I think part of that is because the artist has a role and a responsibility to do something like that. You know, but also at the same time, the artist is just an artist, you know, and I've been very conflicted about being an artist and dedicating like a lot of my life and my total focus actually right now to being an artist, because sometimes I'm not sure that the voice is enough, mm-hmm. you know, And I think sometimes artists speak like their voice is enough, like they're mm-hmm. doing something amazing mm-hmm. that's somehow more amazing than the other work mm-hmm. that people are doing, you know, or just the ability to just get up and work for the betterment of one's family and not be some artist or some activist or some mm-hmm. professor or, you know, fighting against something, but just to be able to live in and amongst your group of people and support them in being happy and healthy is as much is to me is the same level of importance. But I think it's the mm-hmm. In terms of the larger struggle, I think it's more important to move towards specific and organized action to make change as opposed to simply speaking mm-hmm. And I'm implicating myself in that. I spent a lot of time doing community work. I don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I've dedicated the last two and a half, three years of my life just to being an artist. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel strange and guilty about that, mm-hmm. you know, but I think that's also, it's part of my calling. And I also, you know, I have mm-hmm. as many answers as any one of the mm-hmm. 6 billion people on the planet.
Well, the album that you released One Day Soon is, I was really impacted by it. It's really beautiful. I understand from talking to you over the last few days that it was quite a struggle to get to the place of releasing an album, and that you sort of went through a process and were supported by a lot of people and organizations mm-hmm. in Toronto. So often we understand the artist as this solo voyager that's kind of voyaging in the rough seas of the city. Yeah. But maybe just talk about how that all happened for you and the process of community that was so important to.
Well, you know, even if you're like me and you do a lot of things, like I have the skill to be able to do a lot of things, creating an album is similar to creating a film. It's a, mm-hmm. it's a naturally collaborative process. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could probably have done all of this by myself, but it would have been worse than it currently is, mm-hmm. you know, because I am limited by my two hands and the amount of time that exists in the day, you know. So I also viewed it as a collaborative process to work with some artists that I wanted to work with.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can hear that on the recording. Is there, maybe let's go to another track. Is there one that you would suggest?
How about Yesterday's.
You're tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We're speaking with artist Ian Kamau, who's in town for the Suoni Peri Popolo Festival. This is Funky Revolutions. Whoa.
Trying to right my wrongs, still I'm walking slow, deciding which side I'm on. I am growing fast as I carve a path. I am not ahead, feeling like I started last. Still I pace myself, I will find my way. I am just a man remembering my yesterdays. My tomorrows are quickly showing up. The more I know, the more I know I'll never know enough. I am on my way. I am on my way. I am on my way. She held my hand, walked me to school, smiled and nodded when I played the fool. She stayed up talking to me for hours. She heard my dreams. She pressed her flowers in the bookshelves, filled with pages read by him who would tie my laces. They separated when I was young. Still I was loved and celebrated. Look what I've become. I am on my way. I am on my way. I am on my way. Mm-hmm.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It's 3:40. This is Funky Revolutions on the People Powered Station. We are online at www.ckut.ca, Twitter at CKUT. Of course, we're all over Facebook, different pages. Check us out. We are in studio with Ian Kamau, and we heard the piece Yesterday's from the album One Day Soon. Beautiful track, Ian.
Thank you.
So we were just talking about the album, and there's all sorts of styles on there. You're based in Toronto.
Yep.
I have to say, I was involved in putting the show together. Mm-hmm. That you did at Swoney last night, and I took a screenshot of a video about you, and there was the skyline of Toronto.
Yeah.
And it's very daring for a Montreal event to to put out a photo
of Toronto
of a skyline of Toronto. But it brings up a point that I wanted to talk to you about, because I was just wanting to ask you about how Toronto's going as an artist these days. I know it's a huge question, but it seems a bit that the city's in turmoil politically.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there seems to be a lot of really strong artists coming up, mm-hmm. like very creative work happening.
Yeah.
So how's it going in Toronto?
Well, you know, I think at any time you have turmoil of different sorts, or you have people trying to control the way people are, then people want to be less controlled, and it makes them be more creative. I think, you know, in the same way that intense joy inspires people, anger inspires people too, you know, and frustration. And they want to be able to communicate whatever they want to be able to communicate. So there's a kind of a commercialism in Toronto in terms of the music industry. There's a conservatism in terms of the political climate and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think the more you have to react to, whether that's amazing, whether you just met like this amazing, you know, beautiful woman and you're really into her, or whether Rob Ford is like smoking crack in the hood, it's going to like inspire you to want to speak about those things, you know, in a certain way. And Toronto is very cliquish, you know. There's like the industry people, and they don't really want to talk to anybody that's not going to make them money. Mm-hmm. And you know, then there's the underground of people who are kind of just doing stuff on their own because they believe in self-determination, whether they articulate it or not. They believe that if they want to do something, that they need to be able to create the circumstances and build the resources and build the, you know, the community around themselves to be able to do something. So it is it's a very interesting time in Toronto right now.
And I mean, Toronto's just surpassed this past year. It was became, in terms of the greater Toronto area, it's now larger than the greater Chicago area.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I suppose.
Yeah. Well, you know, Toronto, you know, has that historical link with Montreal. You know, in the 1970s, so many people moved to Toronto from Montreal. And you know, there's a lot of contested history around that. But it seems that a lot of your experiences in your life relate to how you're creating music.
Mm-hmm.
And on the album, you can hear different things. You can hear different samples. And we were talking a bit earlier about the piece The Village, and I was asking about the vocal sample.
Yeah.
And you were saying a friend of yours did that. Could you talk about the different artistic collaborators, musical collaborators you had?
Yeah, so I have this friend. He's a multi-instrumentalist and percussionist. His name is Waleed Abdul Hamid. He's a Sudanese guy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in Toronto know him as, you know, he's a well-known musician in Toronto who's always collaborating with, it seems like, almost everybody. He's done a lot with Zaki, mm-hmm. Ibrahim, and a couple of other people. Mm-hmm. You know, so Waleed is one of those people. You know, I met in Toronto. I had an idea that I wanted something to sound you know, kind of like the call to prayer, like, cause I was waking up in Kenya, before this album was to church music and into the call to prayer and to all sorts of stuff. And I wanted it to feel like that way when you wake up in a place where people are active, not where, you know, I often wake up in an apartment building in the middle of downtown Toronto and I have double pane windows and I can't hear anything but myself, you know, breathing. And maybe police sirens if they come by, you know. So it was nice to be able to wake up in a place where the windows were open and I could hear people walking by on their way to work and cars driving and kids, you know, yelling at each other and little bikes moving and the call to prayer and the church noise and all that sort of stuff.
And so, that was during your trip to Africa.
Yeah.
That happened. You did a tour in many, many different countries.
Yeah. Well, I was invited to... I was invited to a conference in South Africa in Cape Town, and I figured that if I could, I would try to expand my 5 days, because they paid for my ticket and some of my accommodations, that I would try to expand it into something more substantial, because I know people in different parts and countries of the African continent, and a lot of them were either involved in art or involved in music or something. And so, you know, I when the ticket was confirmed, I sent messages to a couple of people and asked them if it would be possible for me to try to figure something out. And, you know, my potential 5 days in this 5-star stuffy hotel all of a sudden turned into, you know, 3.5 months in all across South Africa, Ethiopia, Rwanda, and back to Kenya. Mainly staying in, you know, with people, staying in people's houses and all sorts of different places, sleeping on couches and extra beds and extra bedrooms and that sort of stuff. And just a kind of a people project, you know. And
how was your music received?
It was, I mean, I was surprised. I was actually surprised at the reception. I was surprised at the attendance at the concerts, especially in the second half. I was surprised, you know, I was standing in the middle of a township in South Africa at a certain point in time waiting for someone to pick up like grilled chicken or something. My friend Simpiwe, and this guy walked from across the street. This is like on the outskirts of Cape Town. Guy walked from across the street and was like, "You're Ian Kamau, aren't you?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, I really like your music. That song you mentioned, my mixtape." And so some, you know, and for some reason and somehow it got out. So 10 shows booked in South Africa turned to 22 shows booked all over South and East Africa. And
congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was amazing.
Nice. Back to Canada.
Yeah.
You do talk about Toronto and different tracks that you've done. And one track that I was listening to quite a bit was Traffic from again, the album One Day Soon.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Ian Kamau here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
That's me.
Just want to make sure that people know who they're listening to. This song Traffic, it seems like it for me, it's, you can hear Toronto in it.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. I mean, you know, I used to work with this girl. Her name is Kedra, lovely and very super intelligent young woman. And we, you know, we worked at the same place. And so we'd go for lunch together or we'd go to like, we'd have to head to the same meeting or something. And she drove. I don't drive. And so she drove. So I'd be in the car with her. And she's like, she'd probably hate me if I was saying this on the radio. I'll let her know that I'm saying this, but like super impatient, you know, and just like wanting to rip through the lights and always on the verge of getting into an accident. It was quite a scary experience driving with her.
Okay.
And she didn't really need to be going that fast, but she was just in and amongst the culture where everyone was just going fast for no particular reason.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought the idea of a person sitting in a car in all this traffic where people have all this road rage screaming at each other largely for the difference of like maybe 2 to 3 minutes getting to wherever they're going.
Yeah.
That idea of traffic related, you know, to the larger society and the direction that the society is going. Like, why do we really, is it better to move faster? Is it, you know, does that impact our soul in some way by being moving that fast? The pursuit of money is connected to that speed. Is the pursuit of money the pursuit of one's spiritual well-being or physical well-being? It's hurting a lot of people physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to be in the society where the drive for money is so intense. That's and we get everything so quickly, you know, because we live in something like the top 4% of the world in terms of like economy, economic, whatever, that I just thought that, again, the idea was interesting to tell a story basically about the idea of traffic as the microcosm, you know, to the macro of the society that we're living in. And shouldn't we have the ability to slow down a bit and take care of ourselves?
Ian Kamau on CKUT 90.3 FM. We have about 10 minutes left in the show. We're going to be hearing that track, Traffic, now. Thanks so much for coming in and
thank you.
Being on Funky Revolutions today.
Thank you for everything, man.
It's really been a pleasure. This is Traffic from the album One Day Soon by Ian Kamau. This is CKUT 90.3 FM.
Watch your soul. Too many people. See us all, too many people on the run, oh, we live impulsive lives, though the truth is hard to admit. Some of us, we speak about submission, but to what do we submit? Is it only the things we think we know? If it is, we'll surely pay the toll. Feeding our fleeting flesh, but not our eternal soul. It's true, it's the thinnest virtue, our patience as a shattered glass. Tempers flare like fire, burns our desire and our face to a twisted mask. It's the sickness of the city and our spirit, and it's clear it's getting hard to breathe. Funny the contradiction to the things we say we believe. Will we ever see the light of day? We prostrate to profit, silencing our profits till we barely make a dime. Our souls are poor, empty as our pockets impure. We rarely take our time. Faster than a bullet and hollow as a shell, we can't tell that we're becoming clones. Clutter our lives with fragile ties for the fear of being alone. Silence, rejuvenate us, in peace embrace us, strengthen our will. We'll be right back.